Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zeke, we're joined by one of their defensive stars. He's got an incredible story getting ready for the draft and an image of perseverance. And it really is touching. His name is Yetur Gross-Matos, and he's with us, defensive star, getting ready for the draft. Yetur, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Doing great over here in quarantine. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're hanging in, man. And it really, I'll tell you, you know, for those who aren't familiar with your story, your dad drowned at the age of two when he was trying to help you. And then your brother, and I'm not sure, I know it was on a baseball field. I don't know if it was actually during a game or practice, but he was hit by lightning and your 12-year-old brother died. First of all, was it actually during a game, or was he just out, you know, in a field and having a little bit of fun? Was that during a game?
My brother had passed away during a game. During our Little League baseball game, they had caught a rain delay, and he was out there playing catch and ended up getting struck by lightning in a freak accident.
Oh, my God. Now, I mean, listen, you have just climbed from the depths of despair, unspeakable personal tragedy. Now, I've watched a lot of your clips. First of all, we've all watched you play, but I've watched a lot of your clips when you've talked about how you process all this. For the audience that might not know, how do you summon the human spirit to trudge forward and do what you've done after so many things that just should never happen to anybody? How do you do that?
I think relying on your family and just having a good network of people around you is like the biggest thing for me. I had a lot of people who were supportive of me, and just using what happened in my childhood, you know, as fuel. I mean, there's one way of looking at it, as a tragedy and, you know, something that a reason to stop. And there's another way of, you know, just taking advantage of your time, because you know, time's not promised. Just having that kind of mindset and that kind of energy, you know, I felt like that kind of gave me power and gave me a way to change the way I was looking at things, change the way I saw my life and the opportunities I had in front of me.
Yetur, how important were your coaches then over the years, both in high school and certainly Coach Franklin at Penn State? How important were they in your life? I mean, I grew up without my father. We didn't have a relationship until I was significantly older. And so in some ways, my coaches were like my father figures. You know, how important were they in your life?
Yeah, you know, I've actually gotten extremely, extremely fortunate, you know, to have the certain coaches that I did, even in high school. I mean, I still talk to those guys. Those guys are like a part of my family. And then coaches was the biggest reason why I ended up going to Penn State, you know, just throughout the whole recruiting process. You know, I wanted to go somewhere and play for that place that felt genuine and people really cared. And Coach Pry, Franklin, Spence, they were there all 3 years I was there, and you know, they've been like an extension of my family.
Yeah, you know, Yetur, I did my first game, really went to first game ever in Happy Valley, the Whiteout game I was at this year, calling it for Compass Media against Michigan, and it really is as insular as it sounds, or as is promoted to be. It's like this community stuck in the mountains and there's nothing else around it. You know, in some ways it's comforting. Did you find comfort there? Because I think a lot of people view Penn State differently because of everything that happened, you know, a decade and a half ago. But it's really like this insular place, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's extremely accurate. And, you know, everybody kind of circles around that saying, we are. And, you know, I think a lot of people there actually really buy into it. And it's like its own little community in the middle of nowhere. And you know, people can't just infiltrate that. So, I mean, that place is just like a community of its own and a family, you know, that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah. So we're talking to Yetur Gross-Matos. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, Penn State defensive lineman. So, you know, you and you're not alone, you know, all the draft prospects we have and all the student athletes and stuff. I mean, nobody's on campus. So when did you actually leave Penn State's campus? I mean, if you're a college student right now, because Tiki and I have kids and we talk about what it's like on a day-to-day basis for us, you know, waking up and trying to maintain some sort of academic curriculum and keep some structure. For a college student, I mean, obviously you're juggling two things, football and academics, but day to day, what is your world like right now?
Waking up, you know, I think having a structure and a schedule is, you know, obviously important, especially in a time like right now where you don't really know what the future holds. So waking up every day, eating my mom's food.
Be careful.
And just working out, staying in shape the best I can. And outside of that, you know, just talking football with coaches and you know, that takes up a lot of my time and just cherishing the time I have at home with my family.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to follow up on that, T, because we talk about how the draft process is playing out here. So have you Skyped with coaches, position coaches, head coaches, GMs? How much interaction, you don't have to name the teams, but how much interaction have you actually had with NFL teams at home?
Yeah, I've had a ton. I think I probably have met with about 15 different teams so far, whether it's been phone calls like this or FaceTime, Zoom, some app I never heard of, web Skype thing. I mean, this has been a lot different than what I expected, but it's been great.
Yeah, you know, Yetur, you've only had the interaction, personal interaction with the coaches at the combine where you get measured, and it's, I mean, talk about impersonal. It's crazy. It's like a factory that you have to go through. But I wonder what the conversations are like, because you are so unique. And unique, I mean, you can play anywhere, and Penn State used you that way last year from, you know, pushing you down in the nose tackle, you know, five technique. Sometimes you're on the outside rushing a pass. You had 9.5 sacks last year. Like, when you're talking to NFL coaches, really D-line coaches or defensive coordinators, are they asking you about your versatility? Because I think it could be a great asset, even if some people would consider you a tweener in some regards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are some teams that see me playing the edge position versus playing the three technique inside. And, you know, other teams see me as an outside linebacker. So, and I think I have, at this point in my career, I got that versatility to play wherever they need me to play the defense. So I feel confident about that, and I think teams realize that too.
What do you think your biggest skill is? Like, when you get to wherever you're going to be as a rookie, and you're trying to, I don't know, gain an edge or gain playing time or gain the eye of the coordinator, the defensive line or linebacker coach, what's going to be your big advantage? Like, what are you best at?
I think teams are automatically going to realize just the kind of worker I am. I feel like I've been out competing people, not working people my entire career. I know that's not going to change, and it's going to just be that much more important when I get to the next level. So I think that's going to be the thing that separates me the most.
You know, Yetur, one thing that I don't think the average fan processes, because they just, and I get it. Hey, you know, so-and-so is getting ready to get drafted, become a professional athlete, sign their name, get millions, get endorsements, play in front of 80,000 people, blah, blah, blah. But from your point of view, there's so much that you have to juggle in your mind. You don't know if you're going to be in California. You don't know if you're going to be in Colorado, if you're going to be in New Jersey playing for the Jets or the Giants, in Baltimore. You could be anywhere, Texas playing for Dallas or the Houston Texans. Do you do, not research, but are you immersed in the world of mock drafts to kind of get a sense of, all right, this is kind of where most people think I might go, which means I might go to this team or this city. How do you handle that? Do you try to take a guess where you might wind up?
I don't know. I don't really
be honest.
I don't really watch all the mock drafts as much as I could, but I mean, I think I have a pretty good sense of where this thing is going to end up. And as far as where I'm going to go, you know, I've got no clue. But in terms of the range of where I think I'm going to get picked up. So, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of the surreal part for me is not knowing, like,
who did you grow up being?
A month from now, am I going to be in California or am I going to be in Washington?
It's true.
Who did you grow up a fan as?
I grew up a Giants fan all my life.
Ooh,
oh, nice, nice. So you have the Michael Strahans and the OCs and that group of guys to influence. So who do you think influences you the most? Like, everybody takes their game from somebody. I wanted to be like Walter Payton, right? Because he did everything for the Chicago Bears back in the day. He was a receiver and as a runner. And when I got into the league and got my chance, that's what I wanted to do, is be good at everything. Who did you take your cues from, at least from like an idol standpoint?
I mean, me growing up as a Giants fan, I was, you know, JPP was like my guy. So, and just watching him his whole career. I think more recently, I watch Bradley Chubb a lot because I think we're similar in terms of our body type and things like that. So those would be the guys I compare myself to.
Well, listen, man, it really is an amazing story. It's born out of sadness, but it finishes and punctuates with a great human spirit, great resolve. You're so easy to root for, hell of a player, but really just an incredible young man. So I know that your mom. You mentioned her cooking before. I can only imagine what kind of force and what kind of presence she's been for you. So we all want to wish you well, wish you the best. We'll be watching you on Sundays, but we'll be following you before. Yetur Gross-Matos. Nice chatting with you, young man. Really enjoy the process and hang in there, pal.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys' time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.